very good to see so many of you here. Sometimes on Saturdays we have a small crowd, sometimes more in the choir than in the congregation. So it's very nice to see a full chapel. Of course, we were wondering whether the rain would keep people away, very heavy rain. But as it turns out, your love for the Blessed Virgin Mary and First Saturday overcame your fear of the rain, and your love for our sister Barbara and the celebration of her birthday overcame your fear of the rain. And perhaps also you really want to ponder the word with the Anuin people. We're going to ponder especially the theme that comes from today's gospel. Come, share your master's joy. So it's a joyful day. Since we're honoring Sister Barbara on her birthday, I just want to recall a little bit. Today would be her 89th birthday. She was born in 1934. She died when she was 86. So she had that reached her 87th birthday. But on her 87th birthday was the day that she was buried here in the Memorial Garden. So 2 years ago today, she was buried here. Our main celebration in honor of Sister Barbara from now on is her death anniversary, because that's her birthday into heaven. But we can still honor her birthday on earth, and the anniversary of her burial. I remember 2 years ago today, we were in one of those COVID lockdowns, and so nobody was allowed to come. So I think there were 6 or 7 people here in the chapel, and more people were outside, standing out there, sitting out there, observing all the social distancing rules and all these things. And then after the Mass, we brought the urn from here in front of the altar to the place where the vault is, there next to Father Francis, and everybody gathered around, and we forgot about social distancing for a moment. We honored our sister. So 7 weeks ago, we gathered here for her death anniversary, and now we gathered here for her birthday. Now, you might think that we chose the theme for today, Come Share Your Master's Joy, in honor of Sister Barbara. And in a sense, yes, because that's what the Lord says when he calls someone home. Come share your master's joy. That's what he says to someone who has invested her talents well, as Sister Barbara did. So yes, the theme fits Sister Barbara. Or you might think this theme, come share your master's joy, fits the Blessed Virgin Mary. And of course it does. Of course. That's what the Lord said to the Blessed Virgin Mary when he assumed her into heaven. We celebrated that just a couple of weeks ago. He said, come, share your master's joy. Come into the fullness of glory, body and soul. But the theme, come, share your master's joy, also applies to us. God says this to his servants who invest his talents, who receive with gratitude and joy, and who give with gratitude and joy. He rewards them with a share in his joy. So it's a very positive theme, and it applies to all of us. However, we notice from the parable, this parable of the talents, that not everyone hears that welcome, come share your master's joy. Of the three servants, the first one heard that, come share your master joy. The second one heard it, the one who had two talents, come share your master joy. But the third one, he didn't. He was told, you're a wicked, lazy servant. You're a useless servant. Get out. Now, I've never heard anyone say that the master in this parable should have given more talents to that man after he didn't produce anything. I've never heard anyone interpret the parable to say the master should have given a reward to that third servant, because no one would think that. No one would think that that third servant should be given 10 more talents or share in the master's joy, because he didn't deserve it. But a lot of people think this about God. A lot of people think, well, God has lots of money. God has lots of gifts. God is very merciful. He should welcome everybody into heaven. A lot of people think that God should say to everybody, Come, share your master's joy, no matter what they did, no matter how they invested or didn't invest the talents. And the parable implies, well, no, it doesn't work like that. Not everybody receives the same reward. I was thinking about this. I don't know if this fits very well, but I'll just try it. If you think about earthly rewards, one of the most valuable prizes in the world of sports is the Olympic gold medal. That's definitely the peak. If someone wins an Olympic gold medal, they're the best in the world. Just a couple of years ago, Heidi Lin won an Olympic gold medal, the first Olympic gold medal in the Philippines. And the whole country broke out into great rejoicing, even though we were still in COVID. Everybody was rejoicing, an Olympic gold medal. As if her victory was a victory for every single Filipino. It was very beautiful, a moment of joy. But what if the Olympic committee said, well, it's not fair to just give the gold medal to one person. Let's give it to everybody. Let's give everybody a gold medal. We have lots of gold medals. Let's give everybody in the stadium a gold medal. And everybody who went to the Olympics got a gold medal. What would you think of that? Wouldn't you say, that doesn't make sense. That ruins the whole competition. That ruins the value of the medal. That it sounds like generosity, but in fact, it's a watering down of the prize. It ruins the whole competition. Why do it? Everybody gets a medal. Even people who don't compete, even people who don't invest any time or effort, people who are not talented at all. So we would never think of doing that. Now, this comparison is not completely valid when it comes to heaven, because nobody earns his or her way into heaven just because we receive more and we work hard than we get into heaven. That's not how it works. Heaven is always a gift. Talents are always a gift. So it starts with God's generosity, not with our being accomplished or working very hard. But there's something to the analogy, because even though everything depends on God and all we have, we receive from God, God does hold us responsible for what he gives us. So in that sense, we do have to work, put in time and effort, do our training, invest our talents. We do have to. Otherwise, no medal. Otherwise, no winning the race. That's what this parable implies. The first two servants invested everything they received. They participated in the master's plan for the spread of his wealth. The third servant didn't. He buried the talent. He didn't cooperate with the will of the master. He was afraid that the master would be demanding, unfair, unjust. So he just hid the talent and gave it back, as if to say, I'm innocent here. I just preserved what you gave me, and I'm giving it back to you. And the master does, that's not how he works. Or that's not how God works. God doesn't want us simply to preserve what we have and give it back to him. He wants his gifts to be shared. He wants his gifts to be multiplied, to be invested. Notice that the first two servants received two different amounts, 5 and 2, which means we don't all receive the same thing. We don't all have the same talents. We don't have the same money. We don't have the same opportunities. It's obvious that there's inequalities. Some people are smarter. Some people are richer. Some people are in better health. Some people live longer life. That's the way it is. But notice that both of those first two received the same reward. They both hear exactly the same thing. You have been faithful in small matters. I will give you great responsibilities. Come share your master's joy. Exactly the same thing. So the one with two talents doesn't say, heck, that guy with 5 got a better reward than I did. He says, no, I'm being invited to share in the master's joy. So we don't have to focus on the inequalities. What we have to focus on is that our call, our opportunity to invest what we receive. If we focus on ourselves, if we live in fear, if we have a judgment against God for not being fair to us, not giving us as much as he gives others, or or we judge that God is not going to be fair when he judges us, well then, we're burying our talent. And we are the ones who are preventing ourselves from entering into his joy. God, after all, wants everybody to enter into his joy. It's true. He wants everyone to go to heaven. It's like saying we want everyone to win the medal. But not everyone does win the medal, and we don't know, but it seems from this parable that not everyone gets to heaven. Not everyone participates. The challenge to us then is to make investment of what we receive. Now, what we receive is primarily spiritual gifts. Most people don't have much money or great talents. None of us is going to the Olympics. None of us is going to found a new corporation or run a country or establish a whole new invention that will change the world. But we have extraordinary spiritual gifts because we have received the love of God, the Holy Spirit, poured into our hearts. And love is not only the greatest treasure, but the greatest gift. So if you want to understand what the talents are, you can say, love is the talent. And everyone has the capacity to love. In fact, everyone has the capacity to love more. Love has this funny quality that the more we give it, the more we invest it, the more it multiplies. And the more we keep it to ourselves, the more it diminishes until it disappears. If we refuse to love, we don't have any love. But when we are loving, meaning choosing what is good for the other, sacrificing our own preference for what is good for others, when we're investing for the good of others, the investment multiplies and love grows. So that's what this this theme invites us to reflect on. Come share your master's joy is the will of God. It is the invitation of God. But are we responding to the invitation? Are we participating in God's plan for his joy to be spread? If so, then it will be spread because that's what God wants. If we're burying, if we're living in resentment, in judgment of God and of others, if we're living in fear, the investment gets wasted. Gets wasted. So, as we celebrate the Blessed Virgin Mary on this first Saturday, as we remember the great investment of Sister Barbara, who was a woman with great spiritual talents and who used them very well, we also recall that this applies to us. All of us are called to be not wicked, lazy, useless servants, but faithful, good and faithful servants who will hear the Lord say, come, share your master's joy.